American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. President Biden held a solo news conference yesterday where he left little doubt that concerns about his mental acuity are justified.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. Anyway, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
Former White House staffer Reince Priebus says Democrats aren't worried about Joe Biden's health.
What they're really concerned about is they see Donald Trump beating Joe Biden. They're in a full-blown panic. They're using that as the basis to somehow improve their chances of beating Donald Trump. And that's what this is all about.
Former President Barack Obama and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expressing concerns about Biden's chances of winning his reelection bid. Madeline Rivera with more.
Per CNN, former President Obama and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have spoken privately about the president's campaign and have mentioned how much more difficult it's become to beat former President Trump. CNN reporting Obama's deepening skepticism about his friend's ability to win re-election is one of the worst-kept secrets in Washington. When the history of this extraordinary two-week period of American politics is written, the fingerprints of Obama and Pelosi will be far more apparent than currently known. People familiar with the matter tell CNN, as the Democratic elders have served as a guidepost for a party in panic. It has been widely reported that President Biden and former President Obama have a complicated but loyal relationship.
It was supposed to be a put-down, but American Family Association Action says it's grateful to be listed as a fringe group that might have President Trump's ear when it comes to possible Supreme Court nominations.
In an op-ed printed in the New York Times, Jay Willis, editor of the liberal legal blog Balls and Strikes, says President Trump has soured on the Federalist Society, the group he leaned on to help him pick his three Supreme Court appointments, and in its place, Trump might be looking to American Family Association Action's Center for Judicial Renewal, part of the legal movement's extreme fringe, his words. The center's Philip Jaureghi says he considers their derision a compliment.
I guess it's encouraging that somebody opposed to our work is highlighting us because they know that we're doing serious work.
He has not heard from the former president or his team, but they have been doing some research on potential Supreme Court appointments.
We've committed a ton of work and research, thousands of hours of work, to researching prospects that fit a constitutional definition of what a justice ought to be.
AFA Action has come up with six recommendations, if asked. James Ho, Stuart Kyle Duncan, Lawrence Van Dyke, Christian Wagoner, Morris Tan, and Mark Martin.
These are justices who respect what the Constitution says, but also who have a faithful worldview that comports with the Declaration of Independence.
Over the years, several justices appointed by conservative presidents have drifted to the left. How does Jaureghi know these selections are drift-proof?
Have they taken heat for their opinions? And the fact that the New York Times is freaking out about these folks and talking about all the things that they've done and said, that's one of the reasons that we like them, is because they have been tested by fire.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Expect to see and hear stories tomorrow about people serving others.
Serve Day is the major annual day of service for Church of the Highlands. While the church conducts community service year-round, this specific Serve Day has more than 1,000 projects across 26 campuses in Alabama and Georgia. In terms of what they're doing, Pastor Dino Rizzo of Church of the Highlands in Birmingham says all of the above.
At the end of the day, it's acts of kindness. You know, it's in our communities, it's for individuals, whether we're partnering with our cities and our mayors and those that are service providers, or it's those individuals, you know, reaching out to that widow who needs things done at her home. It's helping at our food banks. We're doing a lot of that.
Rizzo adds that serving others can help your own heart and change not only your life, but family members as well.
When we're out there serving our neighbors and our communities, a lot of times just, again, doing these random, sometimes they're random acts of kindness, they're organic, they're organized. But any way that we can make that difference by serving others, it's a blessing to them, and then it's a blessing also into our own lives.
I'm Chris Woodward.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.